and veiling people's speech, making people think twice about what they say. I think that's a problem.
Are you kidding me? Making people think twice about what they say. No, Theron, please, he's not that stupid. He didn't say that. One more time. One more again.
About what they say. I think that's a problem. In terms of veiling people's speech, making people think twice about what they say.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Making people think twice about what the racist crap and apes and stuff. Are you serious? Where did he get it from, Theron? But see, this is very important. Why? Because just like Roland Martin is all giddy, because see, like, the I get to interview at Fox News. He's thinking, yeah, I'm better than you. Really? Yeah. Now tell me something to say that'll show that I'm better than him. Well, just say that you don't want to have to veil people's thoughts and make them think twice about what they, the racist crap they spitting. Okay, the Ted Nugent mongrel, human mongrel. Are you kidding? So you're 100% positive that them racists told him this? They gave it to him. They folded it up. They put it in a, they typed it out and gave it to him and told him to say it. So you don't think that there's anybody black that would offer that somebody white, a racist, shouldn't have to think twice about the racist things they say? Not one black person on this planet believes that. Not one. White people don't know that, really, which is why they told him to say that. White people don't know that there's not one black person on planet Earth that would think that it would be okay for a white person to not have to think twice about calling them the N-word. There is not one black, I don't care, find me one. I don't care if you're Republican or you're Democrat, or if you sell out, if you're mentally ill. If you're mentally ill, maybe. If you're Joe Hillinger, maybe. But I can ask you guys, the black idiots out there, even the black idiots, would you go on national TV and say, I think it's wrong that Ted Nugent would have to think about twice about what he would say? Dr. Carson, why would you have a problem with a racist monster thinking twice before he said something that got him socked in the mouth? What would be, you mean to tell me you were raised to believe, were you raised to believe this, or did this the racist tell you this after you decided that you were going to be a coon for them? Why would you have a problem with somebody thinking about the racist, vile hate speech that they're going to offer before they do it? Why would that be problematic to think about what the vile hate that you're about to spew? Why? Well, they haven't told me that part yet, but it's coming. That's late. They teach you that later. Ben Carson, you're kidding. No, I'm not kidding. See, we haven't learned that part yet. See, that's later class. That's racism, advanced racism. This is racism 101 that I'm telling you. I haven't gotten to the advanced class yet. Okay. He's a damn fool.
I think that's a problem. In terms of talking about the national debt, why do I think that that's such a serious problem?
So can we take that, Dr. Carson, since we're here and we're dressed? Okay, now, wouldn't you think it would behoove you to find out what the national debt is before you decide to open up a conversation? Or is that one of the things that you don't have to think twice about before you say? Is this Is this a continuation of we could say they whatever the hell they want, whether it's true or not? Whether it's going to get us socked in the mouth or not? Is this a continuation of that? Or wouldn't it be better to just find out what the debt is? So maybe you won't mention it. I told them guys when the gas prices were going up to $5, and I told them I don't talk about that. Why? Because President Obama has created 10 million jobs. And then people ain't catching the bus to work. Okay, people is driving. And so the gas reserves are being strained because 10 million people got a new job and a new car. Yes, that was sad. They got a new job. They got a new car. So they driving to work. So the gas prices are going up. I didn't lie about the gas prices. No, the gas prices ain't up. No, not in 1974 price. The same price it was in 1974. No, I didn't tell that lie. I just don't talk about gas prices. How come? Because they went up. People don't like the gas prices going up. Why were they going up? They're going up because 10,000 people are going to work and they want to gas up before they go to work so they won't run out of gas on the way to work. And so the gas prices are going up. So but again, you get nervous. And what do you do when you get nervous? That's a good theme for the show. I don't want you guys to forget that. What do you do when you get nervous? Ben Carson lies when he gets nervous. Tank lies when he gets nervous. Todd Cannon lies when he gets nervous. Warren Ballantyne blocks you when he gets nervous. You shouldn't do that. What do? I tell the truth when I get nervous. Or I won't say anything. Now, I can explain to you why the gas prices went up. I can explain that to you. But I'm not going to lie to you. I don't understand that. That's the part I don't understand. So you're saying that this neurosurgeon let somebody tell him that the debt was $17 trillion. And he didn't even check? That's what you want me to believe? Well, they were white, Darren, and you know, white people. Were they neurosurgeons? Were they other neurosurgeons? No, they did a third grade. Doug Dynasty and Sarah Palin, they told him this. They barely finished the third grade, let alone got a doctor. So you mean to tell me you're smarter than them, but because they're white, you're believing any lie they tell you?
Because $17.5 trillion is a number that most people can't even comprehend. If you try to pay that back at a rate of $10 million a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it would take you 4,700 years. This is...
How did President Obama get the so-called $17 trillion debt down to $6 trillion in 5 years? How did he do it? Well, it would take 100. How many years did he take? How many years did he say it was going to take?
A week, 365 days a year. It would take you 4,700 years.
Has it taken 4,700 years? How about five? How about five? Now, think about it. Now, I'm going to ask you to do something right now, racist, sellouts. It's going to be so hard for you to do what I'm going to ask you to do right now. Can you take could you sit down? Everybody listening, sit down right now, because I don't want you standing up when you try to do this, because it's going to bust your head. I want you to put yourself in Barack Obama's shoes. Now, keep in mind, you've reduced the debt from $16 trillion, because it never got to $17 trillion. You reduced the debt from $16 trillion to $6 trillion. All right? All right. When you reduce the debt to $6 trillion in 4 years, you were on pace to have a $7 trillion surplus by your eighth year. How? Well, if you paid $11 trillion on the debt in the first term, in the first 4 years, and you pay another $11 trillion on the debt in your second term, that's $22 trillion minus 16, that equals 13, is it? Isn't it 13? 22 minus 16. Six. There you go. Okay. All right. No, that's not it. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Six. Okay. So that's a $6 trillion, but he can't do $6 trillion. Why you say that, Darren? Because we got to find another trillion. Only reason I say that is because Clinton's surplus, projected surplus, was $5 trillion. And they're going to say Clinton beat him. So it got to be seven, right? You got to have at least a $2 trillion clearance past Bill Clinton, or they're going to claim that Clinton was the best president. You understand how these racists are. Now, stay in Barack Obama's shoes. Come on, man. They're comfortable shoes, man. They're expensive shoes, man. They like my uncle's. Okay. Now, you're Barack Obama, and you just heard this black fool suggest that what he did in 4 years was going to take 4,700 years. How do you feel about how stupid this dude is? And how are you afraid if you were to debate him? Is he going to call your show and you're going to give him the wrong time? If you're Barack Obama? What is Dr. Carson going to say when Obama's leaving office and there's a $7 trillion surplus? They cook the books. They cook the books. No, this is the CBO telling. This is the U.S. Treasury. And they racist as hell. You know, they was the one lying all along about the $17 trillion debt. What are you going to say? There's nothing you can say. Well, I don't tell anybody about about who I vote for, or whether or not I feel like a damn fool after I lied, said it was going to take 4,700 years to pay off the debt, and Obama paid it off in 8 years and had a $7 trillion surplus. I'm telling you, that's Obama. Obama's saying, okay, we're almost there. We're going to get the $7 trillion surplus, and this idiot is going to look like a damn fool. I love it. All right, you can go back to being racist or sell out, whoever you are. You don't have to worry. We're done with that. All right, we're going to take a break in a minute. Let me just finish this out.
This is unbelievable. Why can we even sustain a debt like that? Because the U.S. dollar is the reserve currency for the world.
What's he doing here, Theron? Because this is curious. Well, what he does here, right, is the doomsday scenario. Another white dumb person that dropped out in the third grade told him, hey, yeah, tell him that whites are superior and the Chinese are superior and that Putin, and tell him that you're rooting for Putin, and Putin is going to change the monetary system of the world, and we're all going to be selling rubles, and everybody's going to take the $17 trillion that Americans have, and they're going to say, you can keep that $17 trillion. Well, wait a minute, could you give me a couple of trillion in there? I'll be cool. All right, well, just give me the... No, man, come on, Theron. Think about it. China holds 30% of our debt. Now, $6 trillion. Okay, well, no, we won't even do that. Don't do that, Theron. Why, Theron, why you don't do that? Let's take the whole $17 trillion. Let's take their number. Now, 17 times 30% is 5.1 trillion dollars. Think about this now. This is going to be hard. I don't know. We're past the break, but you'll get over it. Now, you borrowed $5.1 trillion from me. In rubles? No. In Chinese money? No. In U.S. dollars. But you want to change your monetary system. So those U.S. dollars are worthless. That 5.1 trillion dollars just turned into zero. Now, just for fun, could you send the $5 trillion to me? Because since you ain't doing nothing with it, send it to the Real Brother Radio Network, okay? $5.1 trillion. How much money did President Obama freeze from Russia to the point to where Putin called President Obama on a Sunday and said, President Obama, please, please lift these sanctions. We're broke. Well, I thought you didn't like the U.S. dollar. I thought it wasn't worth no money. I thought you and China had something going where y'all was going. Oh, no, they just called me before and they said, please, don't you dare. You owe them $5.1 trillion. They want their money. So please, man, we just posturing for these racists on Fox News, man. But come on, man, please, Mr. Obama, please, I'll do anything. Let me tell these stupid ass idiots something. Man, please. They are not giving up that money for nothing in the damn world. Nothing. They wouldn't dare. Do you think that the United States would be mad if China said, oh, it's okay, man, we ain't tripping on the $5.1 trillion, man. Don't even worry about it. We going to another currency. We going to Spanish with pesos. We going to roll with the pesos now. So, man, you guys can keep your dollars. You can keep the dollars you owe us. Okay. Oh, man. Good looking out. You kidding me? Black America, this is President Obama. We got $5.1 trillion, man. What y'all want? What should we do with the money? The Obama phones for everybody. Okay. Gum the cheese. Okay. So, you understand? Them fools ain't giving up that money. That's too much money.
There was a time when it was the British sterling. There was a time when it was the Greek drachma. It happens to be the U.S. dollar right now. If it were not, if suddenly that changes, which the Chinese have advocated and which Putin recently advocated.
Oh, he's a damn fool. Now, what do you think Putin's thinking? God, you think these fools gonna take our money, man? They got our money in these banks, man. That's our money, man. Now you know damn good what the Russian money ain't where the paper is printed off. And you gonna take away the real money? Please, President Obama, don't let these black fools and these coons and these racists. Obama said, man, don't worry about it, Putin. Now you know damn they just as dumb as you, so I judge. Don't even step and they just talking. Well, what was he saying about the 4,700 year? Oh, man, he's stupid. He's a black fool. We call him coons here in the United States. Don't even trip on him. He's a damn fool. Oh, okay. That's why he ain't practicing medicine no more. Really? No, man, that dude done lost his mind. That dude is crazy. All right? He's subject to going to the Navy Yard and shoot up the place. He's a nut. All right, 213-985-7476. This is the Real Brother Radio Show.
Sydney needed some financial guidance so she could take her dream to the next level. So we talked about her options. Her valuable assets were staying and selling.